everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano.
You mean the NXT pay-per-view prediction champion. The champion. Introduce me again properly.
These are not pay-per-views.
And begin.
These are special events on the network. It's not a pay-per-view.
I'm not talking to you. Reintroduce me.
All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm your future NXT prediction champion after Saturday, Andrew Pisano, along with the soon-to-be ex-champion, Joe Pisano. Is that good? Did I do good? It was accurate.
Try again.
I felt it was pretty accurate. I don't know about you.
We'll see. This could be the greatest takeover we have ever seen.
Maybe. Jeez. I don't know.
The greatest.
Yeah.
We have ever seen.
Wow.
Just saying.
We both have the Undisputed Era shirts on.
Yeah.
So, will they hold all the gold at the end of the show?
We'll check in about 20 minutes.
We'll find out, won't we?
We'll find out.
Yeah.
So, cheers to that.
Sure. I don't know how that Dos Equis is going to look on the green with the green screen, but
we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll see as well.
Hey, drinking on the job.
Yeah.
Only this one.
Here's to ya.
Only this one, huh? Forgot that drunk podcast from a few years ago?
Well, this is the only job. Yeah, the podcast where you could drink. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was a good one. Why haven't we done that again?
We should. Well, it's because like Eric would have to sleep over or something.
Where were we?
We were in one of the radio studios.
Drunk.
Yeah. I was a lot drunker. I was more drunk.
Yeah?
Because you drove to the radio station.
Yeah. True.
So
what were we doing that we were all drinking before? I don't remember.
It was after we met up with Tim and the boys at that Mexican restaurant.
Oh, we had the Everclear margaritas.
Where it was more tequila than margarita.
No, Everclear. They put Everclear, though. I'm not even kidding. That's right. True. That's why they went there.
Yeah.
Everclear. More Everclear than ice in the frozen margarita.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was very good. Yeah. So NXT this week starts off with a contract signing for the NXT Tag Team Champions.
Yeah.
Why do we need a contract signing for this match and not the other matches?
Aren't they all under contract?
You would think they all have to sign a contract, right?
Is a contract just to fight someone?
Yeah. But why, how come like Colin...
You think like the War Raiders are like, who are these guys again?
Yeah.
Fuck it. We'll kill them.
Right.
Contract signing. I don't know. Yeah, done with contract signings, to be honest. Because this one, not great.
The reason why is because there's been zero build up for this match.
That's why.
That's why they have this contract signing.
That's why.
Because there's been zero build.
Someone forgot to tell the Street Profits that the Undisputed Era is going to hold all the gold after this.
Well, that's the thing is, like, Fish and O'Reilly, did they even really qualify for these?
No. Nope, they just gave them... matchups.
Yeah.
The number one contendership.
At least Roderick Strong pinned, you know, Dream like in that tag team match.
Sure.
And then Pete Dunne just showed up and I guess by him beating Strong,
he
gets in as well.
Because he like scissored his hands.
Yeah. Don't touch my fingers. So yeah, William Regal introduces the Street Profits first. Then he tries to introduce Fish and O'Reilly. But Montez Ford does that for him.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, NXT proudly presents to you the next tag team to get that ass whooped by the Street Profits! O'Reilly, Auto Parts, Lawrence Fishburne Jr., the Undisputed Era!
You know what? That just might be.
I'm a genius!
Oh, shit.
What? No, I don't think that.
Oh,
was...
hang on a second.
That's tremendous.
Poison.
There it is. can we do it, or is it. You haven't prepared?
Today? For this one? Sure.
Oh, just right here is fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. The soundboard. I got you. We're setting up the soundboard.
I got you.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, what a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Oh, man. Oh, I see. Uh-huh. I found the perfect button. So what did you just say?
Well, that Montez Ford did he basically did the Road Dogg intro.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, how hard is it to...
He butchered it, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the Street Profits proudly bring to you the former Get Their Ass Kicked of the World. You still have to say world.
Yeah.
You have to say Street Profits.
Right.
It doesn't flow.
No.
You're mimicking something. Anyway, so yeah, that... I think they think they're amazing at this.
Sure.
That's the scary part.
I don't think they're giving
them the TV time.
I think...
Like they are.
I think Dawkins knows he sucks, but like Ford is all in. Like Ford's like, I'm awesome.
I'm awesome.
Because Dawkins, you could see, he's like shitting himself whenever he has the mic.
Yeah.
And he's about to talk, you know. So Fish and O'Reilly come out, and the crowd does chant auto parts, you know. So yeah. They liked it.
How dare they? How dare they?
So Fish says, you know, we're funny too. And O'Reilly tells a joke that goes, the Street Profits are the NXT Tag Team Champions. And then they laugh. You know, the Fish and O'Reilly can't be funny because they're heels.
No.
No, definitely not.
This wasn't funny.
No.
Even they were bad.
I think they were bad on purpose, though, because we're the bad guys. We're not supposed to make you laugh.
Sure.
DX did back in the day. But I think they're trying to get booze and, you know, because Adam Cole, again, can't get booed to save his life.
Yeah.
But these guys can. Fish and O'Reilly sure did. The Street Profits call Fish and O'Reilly the best tag team in NXT history because they've beaten AOP, Sanity, Lorcan and Birch, and Mustache Mountain. Ford then goes a little crazy and said losing isn't an option. The only option is to win. And he says win like 10 times.
Yep. I forgot what that was.
It's so different when I'm not doing it. And like, I don't know what to expect.
Yeah. There's like a half second delay in pressing the button and the sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Dawkins says at TakeOver Toronto, the Street Profits going to beat that ass. And that is undisputed. Mm-hmm. And that's getting tiring because now anyone who feuds with the Undisputed Era uses that line. It's way overdone. They're like, oh, well, I'm going to beat you. And that's undisputed. You know, Gargano's done it. And I mean, everyone's done it.
Yep.
So
why not one more?
It's overplayed.
Oh, I know why. Because it sucked.
Yeah. So both teams sign the contract. They make the match official. And there you go.
And they start the Street Profits music like before, like right as Fish is like grabs the pen, the music starts. I'm like, oh, who's coming out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's the Street Profits music.
Yeah. That's just their music.
You know, I don't even think O'Reilly signed it because it's BS.
Oh, he just like scribbled on it really quick.
No, because Fish signed it and O'Reilly's like, what, what? And Fish's like, hey, don't forget to fake sign the fake contract. And he goes, he does something like that. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. So next up, we have Joaquin Wild from the NXT Breakout Tournament.
The computer guy. Who's like, he's a computer.
I think he's trying to look like Predator or something.
Predator if he was Nintendo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a Nintendo Predator.
Yeah.
It looks ridiculous.
You think it looks ridiculous? Because I think Triple H thinks it's...
That's tremendous.
Triple H?
Yeah.
Triple H thinks it's tremendous?
Well, yeah. Oh. I mean, that was Vince's voice, but that's what Triple H thought of it. He agreed with Vince.
Yeah, so Joaquin Wild's facing off against Shane Thorne. Of course, we saw Shane Thorne a couple weeks ago hating on all the new guys.
Yeah.
So Wild rolls up Thorne early in the match. Thorne kicks out, and then Wild says, I got a lot more where that came from. Roll-ups? You have a lot more roll-ups where that came from?
How many more roll-ups did he attempt?
I'm not sure. Maybe none.
Maybe none.
Maybe none.
Maybe none.
But lots of flips from Wild, but in the end, Thorne throws him into the steel steps, the ring post.
I feel like 3 minutes were outside the ring.
The ref was counting really slow.
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah.
And the other problem is, like, she was, like, taller than both of them, you know? So that's a problem, especially when it's a female.
She was taller than Shane, too.
She's tall.
She's a big girl.
I mean, yeah. So in the end, Thorne hits a running knee for the win, which, again, too many people have that finisher. I mean, Jesus Christ.
I know.
Mandy Rose won with it on SmackDown, or eliminated Billie Kay with it on SmackDown. Daniel Bryan has a different running knee, but still, it's called a running knee. And now Shane Thorne.
McIntyre has like a running leg.
Yeah, running boot or whatever.
Adam Cole.
Yeah. Yeah, running knee as well.
Yikes.
So, it's too many. Too many people have the finisher. I guess. Yeah, sure.
It is. What else? I mean, yeah. I
think it's a leg. It's a leg. It's a foot, right?
Foot and knee.
Yeah.
Knee foot.
No, he says knee to face. Mm-hmm. So, it must be a knee.
Knee to face.
Yeah. But, all right. Shane Thorne gets the win. Sure. Good for him.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Matt Riddle versus Killian Dane, except no, we don't. I figured, I had a feeling this match was not going to happen. Mm. Dane attacks Riddle during the bros' entrance, and then he cannonballs onto Riddle, who's laying against the steel steps, and then he leaves.
Yeah. So, but they pre-show, they add it.
I don't know.
One of these matches don't happen. Maybe Candace gets hurt, or Io, you know, is a genius
or they
in the sky.
It. Or they add it last minute? I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll find out. Next up, we go to last week, where Kathy Kelly interviews Breezango after their reunion. Mm. And Breeze asks Dango, where have you been? Dango says, I was in too deep. We were so considerate about policing everyone else's fashion sense that we haven't been policing ourselves. And Breeze says, what do we do now? And Dango tells him, Breezango needs a makeover. And they walk away, and Fandango like takes the microphone from Kathy Kelly and walks away. And Kathy was trying not to laugh the entire time. So that was funny. Especially in the very beginning. She's like, Breezango, you made your reunion. And he's like, no, don't shut your mouth. And she was really trying not to laugh. So it was kind of funny. But next week, Breezango faces the Forgotten Sons. Which that'll be filmed before TakeOver.
I laughed out loud when she was like holding the microphone.
Yeah.
And he's like,
he just takes it from
carefully
her.
Takes it from her and walks
and
away.
And they walk away, yeah.
I was like dying. I was like, that was great. They're so funny, these guys.
Yeah.
Oh, and they can wrestle. Who knew? You didn't know if you only watch WWE television. I'll tell you that much.
Yep. So what do you think their makeover is going to look like?
I don't know. Less.
Because he had
silly.
Like a leather jacket. He looked cool.
Right.
You know?
Like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bald. Black leather.
Bald. Black leather.
Bald. They're going to be bald?
Like long hair or bald. Black leather. Kind of like the Forgotten Sons. Oh. Yeah. No.
I don't know.
No, I don't know either. Yeah. Who knows?
Well, I guess we'll see. I'm so excited.
Like bi-curious magicians, maybe?
Aren't they already, though?
That's what I'm gonna describe them as when they're done.
Okay.
And you'll see. You'll be like, wow, Joe really called it.
Is every wrestler in NXT bi-curious?
No, just Damian Priest and them.
And after next week. And Velveteen Dream.
I have Velveteen Dreams for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So next up, we have Target TakeOver Toronto featuring, you know, Adam Cole and Johnny Gargano. Johnny says he questioned himself after losing the NXT Championship, saying, where do I go from here? And again, it's a bunch of, like, clips. And then they show William Regal, and he's like, you know, he explains the match, and then he says, and only I know what happens if this match goes one fall apiece. May the best man win. And he's smiling the whole time, like he's being so. I mean, it seems so obvious. Like I don't know. It's like, how could this not be Ciampa now? By the way, he's like doing this. Are we just putting this in our minds?
I called it months ago or a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And now I can't wait to see Andrew's scorecard. I think we all know what it's going to say on there now. Hey, look, to be the man, you got to pretty much be the man, right? I mean, you got to like be like the man.
Yeah.
So if you're going to take this title away, your scorecard better look damn near what mine's going to say. I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
We'll see.
They usually do for TakeOver.
We'll see. I mean, that. How could you ever have... You'd almost have to end TakeOver if this goes down.
Because it can never be that good.
Boys, you obviously can't do this on your own.
Yeah.
That'll bring a man who will help end this for good.
Right.
And Ciampa's music hits! That'll be one of those moments that are like, you know when you can't watch, like, this sucks, I can't watch. This would be like, I can't watch this.
Yeah.
It's like watching The Last Breaking Bad. Like, I delayed it for a couple weeks, a couple months. I still haven't watched The Last Crashing. I haven't done it. Because I know when I do, it'll be the last one I ever see.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard.
Have you really not watched Crashing?
That not the last joke. Episode.
Really?
Yeah, because it was like when I like moved and then like all this stuff happened. Not moved, but like when I don't know, a lot of stuff happened and I just haven't. It was all on my recorder, then it got erased and all this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the last episode.
But yeah, the way Regal said that and smiled, it's like, holy shit, this can't just be like a ladder match.
You're like, you know? Is he winning an Emmy?
Right, yeah.
For this?
Yeah. It was really good acting. Then we see Johnny walking the hallways of the Performance Center. And there are pictures of former NXT stars like Charlotte, Big E, Asuka, Nakamura, and Becky. And they're all holding main roster titles. But Johnny says, I want to change the culture to, you know, have it mean like what you do in NXT is what really matters. And he says, I've done quite a bit. And then, of course, they show multiple people talking about how great of a person Johnny is. They show footage of Gargano as a kid pretending to be Shawn Michaels. And then we see Adam Cole on the Bay Bay Championship Tour, and he starts off in Houston, which I was at with, and Eric was at, and I brought my son. And then Dallas, he beats Keith Lee, and he says everyone in NXT wishes they were Adam Cole. Back at the Performance Center, Gargano has a conversation with Seth Rollins. They talk about how much fun TakeOver and SummerSlam's going to be, and they wish each other well in their matches. And then we go back to Cole. He's still successfully defending the NXT Championship on tour. Then Gargano has a chat with Finn Balor and tells him he wants to break Balor's record of being the longest reigning NXT champion, which is like 280 something days, I think it was.
Not even a year.
Something like that, right. And then Road Dogg is there and he says Gargano has to win in order to cement his legacy. So, yeah, I don't know. Then Kevin Owens, changing it up. Then Kevin Owens says, as great as Johnny is, I think he's going to lose, but he's losing to Adam Cole. So, you know, like.
Yeah, I guess like, yeah, it's like they consider Adam Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder if Adam Cole behind the scenes is considered like, look, because I think Gargano came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So to them, it's still like, no, Gargano's amazing. We didn't see him coming. Like, Adam Cole is the LeBron James. We've been waiting for him.
Yeah.
Once he comes to the main roster, the whole show is going to be centered around him.
Right.
Like that.
You would hope so.
Like, I wonder if that's how they think of him.
You would hope.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Ciampa, again, came out of nowhere. No one saw that coming.
Of course, yeah.
So these three guys are going to take over. I mean, the Shield took over WWE since they've been there, pretty much.
Yep.
So these three guys will be the next Shield.
They could.
Maybe you put them together.
I definitely could. Put them together? Wow, that would be crazy.
It'd be nuts. watch it implode
For
3 years.
Yeah, a few more opinions from wrestlers and coaches. And then the last one is Robbie Brookside. They're like, what do you think about the match? He's like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I don't want to do it. What are you doing?
What do you think I'm doing?
But he says, you know, he's like, we're in for an all-time classic. What are you doing? Get out of here. What are you doing?
Hey, Dad. I mean, William Regal.
With Dad.
His son.
And then Adam Cole says, I will go down as the greatest NXT champion of all time. And then Gargano gets very fired up, and he says, at TakeOver Toronto, I'm taking Adam Cole to hell, and I'm coming back with the NXT championship. So there you go. And that's NXT. Again, I mean, it was like 60 minutes long, but there was only really a few things on the show. The other stuff was all video packages for the other matches, but those didn't really have anything new.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
yep.
That's that. But who'd you have for worst dressed?
I had Joaquin Wilde.
Yep, of course. Yep. Yeah. Best dressed?
I had Kathy Kelly.
I thought Fandango looked cool in that leather jacket.
I'll allow it.
So I'm going with it.
But I'm saving that for next week when hopefully we see the new Breezango remade.
Right.
And I'll give them the award.
Yeah. Worst moment?
We didn't police ourselves.
Yeah.
Worst moment is, the beginning. The Street Profits and the Undefeated Era, a little back and forth.
Yeah.
I was like, eh.
Yeah.
Eh.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go with that. Best moment?
For me, it was when they took the mic away. When Fandango took the mic away carefully and then walked away.
Right.
I don't know if there was any other, like, moment, right?
No, I mean, I just...
You think William Regal's little thing?
Yeah, I mean, just that whole video.
It was like great.
The whole takeover Toronto.
The package
Target
was great.
Takeover was really good.
And if it goes to a third floor.
Yeah, only I know what happens.
Let's just say, you better bring new trousers.
May the best Ciampa win. I mean, champ.
Yeah. I can't wait to crown finally a champ.
You know, Gargano. Oh, God. I don't even know how I could make that work with the Dean Ambrose thing. Except do it with, like, Gargano and Cole somehow. I don't even know. What's Ciampa's nickname? The Sicilian psychopath? Or the Sicilian... Psycho Killer? I don't know.
You know, this match has been a little psychotic.
So, I don't know now. Something stupid like that.
This, after TakeOver, you witnessed the greatest sports entertainment of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean... Even though I think this is really good.
Maybe we're just fooling ourselves. You never know. We could be.
We're almost to the point now.
Yeah.
Where anything less.
Yeah.
We'll be like, oh no.
I mean, if they end up
either way, it's gotta be good. If it's not Ciampa, it's gotta be like fucking stick it on a 30-foot ladder match or something.
Yeah, I mean, if it ends up being a ladder match, that'd still be great. But again, like, I don't know. You can't really surprise someone with a cage match because then you'd see the cage up there. Unless it's like, build the fucking cage right now. Build the cage. We'll have Killian Dane and Matt Riddle fight in the parking lot until the cage is ready.
Right.
Let's go to that now.
But it's already happening in the back. They've been fighting for an hour.
Yeah. So just one little piece of news here. NXT superstar Rachel Evers, who... we don't really see that much. She's more of like a house show person. We've seen her on TV a couple times, but she's Paul Ellering's daughter.
Yep.
But she goes by Rachel Evers. She tore her ACL at a house show last Saturday.
Oh, no.
And she tweeted about the incident, but, you know, she's remaining positive and determined to make a comeback. So.
That's about like a 3-week injury now? Modern medicine?
I don't know about that, but yeah. All right. And then we'll do some fan questions. All right. Luke Harris, Pushed Fire Barry, Tony Storm, Alexa Bliss, and Zelina Vega.
Storm, Bliss, and Vega? Fire Barry?
Bliss has already been on top.
I'll push Vega.
Yeah, push Vega.
I'll bury Bliss. And I'm firing Storm. Sorry.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Fire any of them.
You're not Bliss and Vega.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't want to fire any of them.
You want to fuck, marry, kill this?
Let's fuck, marry, kill it.
So we kill Storm. Which one do you marry? And which one do you...
But again, you see, Storm is really hot. Storm is really hot, too.
Yeah.
It's just that she's not really around. We don't watch NXT UK.
Even if she was around, is she going over like... the look.
No, it's true.
The only two women have been on your best dressed for... 7 years now.
Yeah.
It's Vega and
Yeah, it was before they were even on in WWE.
Yeah, you were just
before I even knew of them. Yeah. Gosh. Well, Vega's already married to Aleister Black.
Oh, so we're not in reality right now.
Alexa's single. I could marry her.
So you're just Vega?
Yeah.
You're not worried about...
Well, Alexa has that stupid pig.
What if like in the background, you start hearing this? You're like... I'm like to get out of here.
I'm like about to finish, and then he hits me with a black mass. Oh, here I go! Oh, black mass.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, again, Alexa has that like pig. She has like a pet pig. You know, That's kind of lame. I guess I'll put up with it. Yeah.
I think you'll marry Vega. I do.
You think Vega. I will?
Sure.
Like for real?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Can't wait.
Get ready. Get ready, bitch.
Get ready, De La Vega.
Velveteen Drew, who will the crowd be cheering for more in the main event? It's always Adam Cole.
Yeah, he's Bay.
The only time it wasn't was when Johnny beat him for the title at the end. By the end, everyone was cheering for Johnny because he was going up against four guys at once. Anthony Young, how would you book the women's tag team division? Simple. I would book it.
Right.
Instead of having them win, and then we don't see them for 4 months.
5 hours a week of television.
Yeah.
6 if you add NXT, which they had rumored to be on with these titles. 6 hours of television, and we never see it. Yeah. I don't know, Lacey Evans and Charlotte. That would have been an amazing team that they hinted.
Sure.
Who's going to beat them? Like the AOP, like the Legion of Doom of women's tag team. There's many things I could have done.
I don't even think AOP could have beaten them.
What, Trish and Lita can't have one more match for those titles? Give me a break.
Well, yeah, they had Sasha and Bayley show up to NXT that one episode.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to defend these titles soon.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, they took it off of them.
Yeah.
Peyton Livingston, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much better will TakeOver Toronto be than SummerSlam?
I mean, it's certainly going to be better. How much better is, I don't know, like, what's like, if I had to like measure, like, what is a million?
Okay.
Like here? I don't know, like 1 million times better. I can't imagine that SummerSlam could even hold its jock.
SummerSlam could be good, but again, it's... I mean, I think we finally had one pay-per-view where we said, oh, that it was better than the TakeOver.
WWE was better than TakeOver, right.
What was the... Oh, Money in the Bank, maybe? Mm. Was it the last one?
Mm. Maybe.
I think Money in the Bank got like an A or a B plus or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Because
of Brock and all that, yeah.
Maybe the Rumble as well. I'm not sure. Mm. But, I mean, SummerSlam could be good. Like, if you have...
I think
if
it was
they
the
can
Rumble.
Get...
What was the main event, NXT main event for the Rumble?
That's going the bad. Rumble.
That was two NXTs ago only, right?
Three.
Three ago?
Well, yeah. Because there was the rest...
WrestleMania.
There was the Money in the Bank one.
Money in the Bank.
That's two, and then the Rumble one's three.
So three ago.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Two.
Oh. So one, two. Three.
It was TakeOver. Where was where was the Rumble this year?
It was in a baseball
Arizona.
Stadium? Right.
So it was TakeOver Phoenix. And Johnny Gargano
was in the main event, of course.
He cosplayed as Dark Phoenix. Was he in the main event?
Or is this where he fought Aleister Black?
No. What the fuck? Now I'm pissed. Why'd you do this?
TakeOver Phoenix. Ding,
TakeOver ding, Phoenix. Ding. It sucks how fast you don't remember. Ciampa fought Aleister Black.
He did?
Yes.
Why, was Johnny hurt? Or
no,
was Johnny fighting
Johnny
for the
fought,
U.S.?
Yeah, Johnny fought Ricochet, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, that one was
Johnny fought Ricochet.
Right.
Yeah. Baszler and Belair, Matt Riddle and Cash Asono. Yeah, I think, the Royal Rumble probably beat that one.
Yep, because it gave us everything we wanted.
Right. Yeah. Okay, let's see, what else? Joe Starvia, after all this hype, if Johnny loses, will he keep the NXT tradition of being called up? If he loses, does he get called up?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Where does he go from there, losing? You have to have a long run with these fuckers at the helm.
Yeah.
Can't have Johnny Gargano around for that.
I mean, he could have other little feuds, but yeah.
It's look, true. SummerSlam is the second biggest pay-per-view. You know, they do have the Raw after SummerSlam. Mm. Johnny Gargano shows up.
Yeah, but okay, let's see. Let's say Ciampa does show up this, you know, to this pay-per-view or to this takeover. Then the next one is War Games! And we already fantasy booked what we want War Games to be.
That's in our fantasies.
Which would be like Breezango and DIY versus Undisputed Era. So Gargano can hang around for one more.
I think he's
and
on
then
the
debut
main
at the Rumble and win the
point.
Rumble. And then Brock and then beats Brock Lesnar for the title. Now I'm just being stupid.
Right.
Pop culture junkie, in 3 years, will anyone in NXT be contending for the WWE or Universal titles, or will it still be Seth, Roman, and Brock?
Oh, God. In 3 years?
Yeah.
Someone in NXT, for sure.
It better be,
between,
yeah.
Like, their golden child, there's, like, Matt Riddle, Velveteen
Adam
Dream,
Cole.
Adam Cole. Yeah. Like, one of these guys.
You have to, right?
Have to.
At least Dream. Dream's 6'4"?
He's perfect.
So he's tall enough.
He's tall enough to ride this ride.
Yeah. Marcus Muniz, when do you see Shayna dropping the title? I say this because Fightful's reporting that she's wrestling with injuries. That makes sense because has she even had any matches since the last takeover? Maybe one? She hasn't really wrestled, so maybe she is injured.
I don't know. Like I said, I fear that this is the one if she loses it to like Mia Kim. Oof.
Yeah, but but again, the Baszler matches are pretty easy anyway. Like it's not like Baszler does a lot of crazy shit.
Yeah.
So even if she's injured, she could
find her way through a match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but yeah, it's I don't know if she's wrestled like one fucking match. Hmm. No, she has. It was Io Shirai. That was it though. The cage match with Io Shirai.
Right.
I think that was it.
Right.
So yeah, she really hasn't wrestled. She must be injured then. Hmm. Yeah. All right, that's all for fan questions. So now it's time for the takeover predictions. Oh boy. First up, we have Candice LeRae versus Io Shirai. Who do you got?
Who do you got
winning?
Who do you got winning
the match?
Who do you got winning the match?
What are you talking about? What? What are we doing? Cheekbones?
Champ.
Champ?
Who we got,
oh,
champ?
Fuck you.
Who you got, champ?
Yeah, okay. Who you got, soon to be ex-champ?
Respect.
You better hold on to that title.
I have Candace.
For the next 48 hours.
At first, I had EO.
Yeah, put EO.
But I'm like, no, I think Candace needs to win this now.
I was hoping you would
because you bury Candace if she loses this.
I was really hoping you'd put EO. Now I want to change it to EO.
So now we have the same exact card. So we're going to fucking lose on whoever picked. What does Johnny Gargano cosplay as? You put Spider-Man?
No, I did not. Come on. Right. Don't skip ahead.
All right.
I have Candace with a pin.
I have other.
No, you don't.
Nope, I have pin.
But her finisher is a submission.
Yeah, I think she's going to pin her.
Damn it.
Wait, is it?
Huh?
What's her finisher?
The LeRae, okay? No, I don't know.
Is it a submission?
I don't even know what her finisher is.
I don't know. All right, go.
Any weapons used?
Yes.
I have yes as well. Sharpie that one out.
Okay, Joe retains.
NXT Tag Team Championship, Street Profits versus Fish and O'Reilly.
Oh, you know who I picked for this.
Yeah.
It's probably my lock of the card.
Mm-hmm.
These guys.
All right, yep. Undisputed Era.
Undisputed Era.
I'm going to hold you to these answers.
Yeah.
I have...
hold on. Undisputed Era, final answer, O'Reilly and Fish.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
All right. Any outside interference?
Pin submission other?
Oh, I want to get to that. Any outside interference?
No.
Okay, I have no as well. And then I have, what do you have? Who do you have pinning who?
Fish pinning Ford.
Come on, what the fuck? That's what I have.
All right, I'm still retaining. Let's see what this is going to come down to. This is great. This is good for me. We have the same exact card. We can already announce me as champion tonight.
You cheated.
I cheated.
All right, NXT, I'm the champion. North American, exactly. I mean, who else would be cheating? A loser? NXT North American Championship, Velveteen Dream.
Touche.
Versus Roderick Strong versus Pete Dunne.
Roderick Strong.
Roderick Strong with a...
All the gold!
Roderick Strong with a pin.
Yep.
Any outside interference?
No.
No. Who's he pin?
He pins Dream.
You have Dream.
I do. You have Dunne?
Yes.
Okay.
That is our first difference. Should we just highlight these?
I want to circle it. Okay.
Next. NXT Women's Championship. Shayna Baszler versus Mia Yim.
Shayna.
I have Shayna with a submission.
I have a pass out. I guess same thing.
That's not. Submission. Shayna's going to pass out to win.
Yeah.
She did that last time with the cage match. True. She passed out. Any outside interference?
True. Yeah. I'm going to say yes. I say one of the girls or two of them make it back. And
okay.
What do you say?
Circle that one as well.
What do you say?
I have no interference.
Idiot.
They're in the hospital.
They got a couple of punches.
I follow them on Instagram.
All right.
And then finally, we have the NXT Championship, 2 out of 3 falls, Adam Cole versus Johnny Gargano. This is where things can get a little, different, right?
I hope so.
I already wrote mine down.
Cole.
I have Adam Cole winning.
All the gold.
Of course.
Cosplay.
Who does Johnny Gargano cosplay as?
That was the last Marvel movie, so Spider-Man, clearly.
Okay. I have Wolverine, just because they're in Canada, and he's Canadian.
The character's Canadian.
Yes.
It's Spider-Man, so I'll take that one.
It might be Spider-Man. Of course. But Ricochet did Spider-Man.
Did he, though?
Yeah, in NXT. He did.
All right.
But it's always been a Marvel character, that's the thing.
We've never nailed it, I don't think. Maybe one time we nailed it?
No. I said as a joke... Captain Marvel.
Yeah, but then I said after I wrote something else, like, no, remember what I said? I was like, no, you're right. Yeah. I'm serious. It'll clearly be that. Why wouldn't it be that? It's like the only movie out at that time.
It's Captain Marvel.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it could be Spider-Man for sure. I have Wolverine. Any falls other than pin or submission?
No.
I have no. Any outside interference?
Yes.
I have no.
Circle it.
Who scores the first fall?
Gargano.
Oh. Using my idea now, huh?
Oh.
Yeah, I have Gargano scoring the first fall.
No, because I think he loses, so I have him winning the first match, which is he would have retained in the night. You know what I mean?
Anyway. Okay. I just the reason I did it is because Cole got the first fall last time. So yeah. Switch it up.
Yep.
Gargano with the first fall. I'm sure you have Cole with the second fall.
Yep.
And then what's the stipulation?
Well, as I said weeks
of
ago,
the third fall,
which you can't pick.
Bullshit.
Is Ciampa is the referee. So since that was my idea and my stipulation, what do you have?
Okay, first.
What was your original thought?
First of all.
What was your original thought?
First of all, a couple of weeks ago, you said, oh, well, you know, Johnny will win his match and Cole will win his match. And I'm like, no, they'll win each other's. And now that's what you picked.
We don't know who's first.
Oh, so the street fight's gonna be first. Oh, you had a street fight. Now just have a normal fight, a normal wrestling match.
Fair enough. But that's not why I picked it that way. I literally picked it that way because Gargano is gonna win the first match and then lose the night.
But if you ever look at two out of three falls matches, the heel always gets the first fall. It's like a fucking rule.
So why didn't you pick the heel?
Because I'm stupid.
Oh, true, true. That's true.
But look, I wasn't gonna do it until. The Regal thing convinced me. I mean, I know you said it.
It's
you could have
fault.
The credit.
I have a big fucking mouth.
Yeah.
I really hope.
I mean, I almost wanted to say like Ciampa's just in the match, but it wouldn't make sense because then they'd all have one fall.
That's right. And then Regal comes
and
out
Regal's
and goes,
like, fuck!
Regal goes, I'll admit, I did not think that through.
I fucked up.
So we're going to end the night and continue it. At, let me think about War Games. Yeah. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
All right. So we have four things different so far.
If it's not,
and we'll split those.
If it's not that, what do you think? Like ladder match?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's awesome. These two.
What if like what if Ciampa's just like the timekeeper?
We need to keep better.
The
time.
Third fall, Ciampa, Tommaso Ciampa's here, and he's gonna be on commentary. It's going to be great. Not for you, not for any of you here, because none of you will hear the commentary.
Right, right.
But all of you at home watching, get champ on commentary.
And for the match, the stipulation will be a regular wrestling match.
Just like the one they just had.
You're welcome.
Because, like, yeah, how does it get better after a street fight? Like, what's, you know what I mean? Like,
almost
the only
nothing.
Way to go better than that is like a... Is a cage match?
Can they build a Hell in the Cell on the spot without you seeing? Can they?
It would take like what 20 minutes? You'd have to do what I said, like have Riddle and fucking Dane fight or something outside. It would take a while.
I feel like that's the second most likely solution. Is that
I've been dreaming for a Hell in a Cell match in NXT.
Hell in the Cell.
And I wanted it to be Gargano and Ciampa back when they were feuding, but
Hell in the Cell and those two guys are fighting in the parking lot for 15 minutes.
Maybe Triple H knows is like, I can't have Hell in a Cell match with Gargano and they'll kill themselves.
Right.
Like
true.
All right, what's the opening match?
Candice and Io.
Yep, that's what I got. Will there be blood?
I'm going to say yes. Too much going on.
I have yes as well. Any matches end in a roll-up?
Hell no, it's NXT.
I have yes.
Ooh,
I think Candice wins with a roll-up.
Okay.
And that's how you don't bury Io and you keep it going, you know? She could beat her up post-match or some bullshit. Anyone go through the announcer tables?
Yes.
I have no. All right, pick someone who might appear in the crowd.
Sami Zayn.
All right, I went with HBK, Shawn Michaels. And
so I could have put Triple H and I would have gotten credit?
Sure.
What are you talking about?
He's never appeared in the crowd, though, Triple H.
Yeah, that's true. Shawn Michaels ain't appeared in the crowd.
He has before, but
all right,
I think the last one.
At the end.
Surprise appearance.
Didn't cross this out. Surprise! See, Tommaso Ciampa.
I almost just said no because then that would have given me an advantage if Ciampa doesn't show up, but yeah, I don't know. So what's this going to come down to? How many points are up for grabs?
8, 10? 15.
Oh, really? That many?
Yeah, 23.
I don't believe you.
Well, here's the thing. We're going to split these four two-pointers, clearly, And then we'll split two of the five. So one person will win by five.
Okay.
So I'll win by five.
Well, neither of us will probably get the person in the crowd, right? That's a fucking huge toss-up, right?
It is.
So we'll probably tie, you know, just like I always do.
That's perfect.
Like my fifth tie.
I'll allow it. That's true. We'll be tied, and then we'll be like, no one showed up in the crowd. Ciampa came and whatever, and then boom, tie.
Yeah.
All right. Gold. Gold! Gold.
Well, whatever. At least TakeOver will be fun. And we'll see you after TakeOver. That's the that's my cue.
Right at the buzzer.
See you then.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with